I think that for Illinois defensively, what sticks out to you in terms of what needs to happen tomorrow for them to be in position to win this game?
It all comes down to not letting Manungai run wild on you. I mean, Darius Taylor had a ton of success for Minnesota on the ground. Illinois has struggled in run defense for most of the year. Now, they had a good day against Michigan State, but that was a Michigan State team that entered the game, I believe, last in the Big Ten in rushing offense. So you kind of got to take that performance with a grain of salt a little bit, as well as Illinois did play up front. I'm not really concerned about Cali McManus. They don't have dynamic playmakers at receiver, at tight end. They're going to try to pound the rock, run the ball. Greg Schiano has watched this Illinois tape and has said, I'm going to give this football to Manungai probably 30 times and make Illinois stop it. And Illinois has to rise to that challenge and not let him run loose. And that's the most concerning thing about this matchup is you're going up against such a good running back and a team that has a pretty physical, good veteran offensive line as well. That's really the biggest weakness of this Illinois team. And I think it can get exposed, but we've seen some growth there as the season's gone on and some good things. And I think some of those guys up front are playing pretty well right now. So that'll be the matchup of the game for me. It's the simple answer, but it really is the answer. You got to find a way to slow down Manungai a little bit and provide some resistance on the ground. And that defensive front has to show up.
Absolutely.